Krishna are the spiritual mother and father, Lakshmi Narayan, Sitaram. But aunt is actually like the Durga, who is the shadow of Radharani, shadow of Lakshmi. She is called Chaya, Chaya Shakti. So she provides money. What is the meaning of that? Aunt is providing money means what? Yeah, who can say? Facility for material enjoyment. Sense gratification. See, our body, external body is material, and then we also want material enjoyment. Is that not true? But there is no love involved in that, material enjoyment. Because his aunt, he was very much obedient to his aunt. Why he was so obedient? He wanted money. That's a material relationship. But when he came back, he became truly grateful to mother and father. And that is actually a spiritual relationship, loving relationship. Yeah, which you learned. One devotee was telling me, one small girl, when she was very small, probably she was about 4 or 5 years old, she was moved to her Mausaji's house. Mausa means, who is Mausaji? Mother's sister, yeah. So mother... it's not husband, it's Mausi, Mausi called. She was moved to Mausi's home. Okay. So Mausi, she used to call her Mausi as Mama. She used to call, because she was a small girl, you know. And Mausi also corrected her in the beginning. She said, no, I am your Mausi, I am not your Mama. But she used to call her Mama because she was raised from her childhood. And then she became almost 8, 10, 12 years or so. So, and then she didn't go to her home for a long time. Now her Mausi told you, now you have grown up now, you should go back to your home now. Your mother and father are very worried about you. But this girl developed so much attachment for the Mausi, she didn't want to go only. Even in the summer vacation, she would go home just to make a formal show for 2-3 days, and then she would come back to Mausi's house. Because that she considered her home. So this example of Devakinandan Prabhu was telling, in what context anybody can say? Mataji will say, yes, Mataji, yes, sir. Mausi's home is like the material world, yeah. Yeah. So we are not too eager to go back there. Why? Because we have developed too much attachment to Mausi, who is Durga Devi now. Isn't it? That's what he was telling, and it's a true story he was telling. So here another important principle is taught. Karanam Gunasanga, because of Gunasanga, we get habituated to something. Like in South India, people like idli, or people like rice, so much. Three rices they take. Like for example, sambar rice, rasam rice, dahi rice. So once North Indian came to South India, he asked, hey, ultimately the base material is only rice only. You only change the top. You put sambar, you put rasam, you put dahi, and the rice is rice only. Is it? Yeah. Is it? And you went to Karnataka, isn't it? And they eat it every day like that. Throughout their life, they eat like that, if you see. Yeah. What does that show? They got habituated to it. Karanam Gunasangaya. Karanam Rice Sangasya. And they have associated with rice. Similarly, this Bengali devotees, what they like the most? Rice or chapati?
Rice.
Yeah. And in Vrindavan, what they generally eat? So Subhadrai, what he used to do, you know that? When the Bengali Vaishnavas would come, they would always want rice. But then, you know, when they would eat roti, their stomach would get spoiled. So he would give them dahi and rice and everything. Correct, no? So people get habituated to a staple food, we say. Correct, no? In the same manner, in the material world, the staple food for the conditioned soul is three modes. That has become, they get used to it. Completely. They get used to Karanam Gunasanga. They do Sangha so much with that. Then they identify with the material body. If they identify with the material body, they have nothing more than three modes. When they identify with the soul, then there is Vishuddha Sattva available. Bhagavatam is all about Vishuddha Sattva. So, these things teach about the conditioning. Our tongue is conditioned to a certain type of food. Similarly, our mind also becomes conditioned to the three modes. Our senses and the mind, they become conditioned three modes. So anyway, we what in these two verses Krishna is talking about, it requires a brief explanation before we show you the slideshow. Otherwise, even this purport will be a little complex from Bhagavatam. See, in the spiritual world, everything is spiritual. But first, when the Lord sees that there are some living entities who have a desire to do something independently, so that is the time He creates a pradhan. See, the meaning of the word pradhan means undifferentiated substance. And what is undifferentiated in this? It is the 24 elements are not separated. They all are like one unit. For example, you know, if you take a chalk powder, white chalk powder, and a black coal powder, you mix both completely, and you see it like this with your naked eye, how it will look like? It will appear grey. But is it grey? If you see it under electron microscope, you will clearly see it is white per white and black. Separately you will see that. Similarly, in the pradhan, they are actually like one unit. They are mixed together. They are not yet separated. So there are three stages. Pradhan, Prakriti, Mahatattva. So I will show the slideshow. So Mataji, if you go a little behind, you can see the slideshow. The door can be a little closed so they can see also. Actually, this is a very big slideshow, but I'm only going to show about 5 or 6 slides, the beginning slides we would like to show. As you all know, Sarga, Visarga, Sthana, Poshana, Uti, Manvantara, Ishanukata, Nirodha Mukti, like that, and Ashraya, and all those 10 tattvas are there. So, on one hand, the universe is created, which is residence for the living entities, for them to live. A facility is created for them. And similarly, all the species are given their bodies also. See, the primary creation of creating the matter along with all the 23 elements, that is done by whom? Lord Mahavishnu only. Mahavishnu does that. And then secondary creations are all done by Brahma, which come later. So here we have the spiritual world. In one corner of the spiritual world, and here what you see is actually Mahatattva, but before the Mahatattva comes, there's a cloud, which is called Pradhan. The undifferentiated substance matter is called Pradhan. So we have shown Radha Kunjabihari here, the spiritual world, and from them come Krishna expands into Mahavishnu. And Krishna says this verse in the Bhagavad Gita, isn't it? Aham sarvasya prabhavaha. Prabhava means originate. Everything originates from me, he says. Mattaha sarvam pravartate. Everything flows out of me only. So, actually Krishna doesn't do any activity. Of course, it's not that he's inactive. His activity is what? Only playing on the flute and merrymaking with his devotees in the spiritual world. Singing, dancing, exchanging love. That's the only thing he does. But when he wants to create, maintain, annihilate, then he expands as Mahavishnu first. So, it is explained in the Jaiva Dharma. In Jaiva Dharma, there is an explanation given that when the jivas in the spiritual world, there are marginal jivas. Marginal potency we call now. Like we are all coming in, marginal potency. There are nitya siddha jivas who will never leave the spiritual world. But the marginal jivas can leave the spiritual world. Of course, they also come from Radharani only. So now some of you can have a question. Why is it that from Radharani's expansion, some are nitya siddhas and why some are tatastha jivas? Why there is different quality you may have? In fact, even from Krishna also, Prabhupada says, so many expansions come. For example, Prabhupada said, Krishna is like 10,000 watt. Shiva is like 8,000 watt. Like that he said. And then Brahma is like 5,000 watt. Indra, Chandra, Varuna, Indra. Indra is actually like 1,000 watt. Varuna, Vayu, and all those different, they are like 500 watt. Like that. And then there are assistant demigods also, they are like 100 watt. And we are like 50 watt. If you see. So this entire thing which I told you now, this you can categorize as Swamsha and Vibhinnamsha. Swamshas are all to be served. And Vibhinnamshas are servants. So Vishnu Tattvas are all Swamshas. And then Vibhinnamshas are there. But in Vibhinnamsha also, different people are differently empowered also. Correct, no? Similarly, the Lord's incarnations also not all are kept in the same level. You will see. Like if you see the Lord's incarnations, there are like Matsya Kurma, Varaha, Narsingha, all of them are called as Keshavadrita. Narahari Rupa, Keshavadrita, Vamana Rupa, Keshavadrita, Shukara Rupa, like that. They are all expansions of Keshava. They are equal potency. But then there are other incarnations which are considered there are some incarnations where the Lord doesn't exhibit His full prowess. Only partial prowess He exhibits. That's why there is differences. In the same manner, when the jivas are expanded, some of the jivas are called Tatastha Shakti. And they are, when Krishna expands as Mahavishnu, those jivas go in the navel of Mahavishnu along with Him. They go with Him. Along with that, Krishna also sends all His avatars. The 24 avatars you hear in the Bhagavatam, they are also kept in Mahavishnu only. Krishna, it's like give a toolbox along with Mahavishnu and send it. All the avatars are also sent with Him. So the jivas also go with Him and the avatars also go with Him. Krishna sends them. And then when Mahavishnu enters into each universe as Garbhadakshayi and then Kshiradakshayi, and that is why those avatars come from Kshiradakshayi Vishnu. Similarly, the jivas go with Mahavishnu and they reside in the navel of Mahavishnu. Of course, I am not going to go into detail because there are some jivas who come from Balaram also. There are some jivas who come from Radharani also. No, we don't want to explain. There are also many other devotees also. And if we get into Jayavadharma, then it will become very elaborate. And each of them, there are some differences explained in those jivas, which is a more minute detail.
Just one.
Yes. Yeah, correct.
So large variety
among them. In that also there are varieties. We can read that one full chapter on that. That is why sometimes people have confusion whether the jiva came from spiritual world or from Brahman. This is where the confusion people have. When Vishnu comes along with Him, jivas also come. The jivas are never created. Nor do the jivas fall from the Brahman. The jivas originate from the spiritual sky only. But some jivas are called as residing in the navel of Sankarshan or residing in the navel of Mahavishnu, they're found, which means at the dawn only when they develop a desire to do something independently, they are immediately sent with Him. Because see, when does Krishna create the material world? When some jivas want to do some activity. So they are sent with Him. And now, one of those jivas is Brahma, who is also residing in the navel of Mahavishnu. But then when Mahavishnu will expand into Garudaksha Vishnu, each of the universes, so those prominent jiva only becomes Brahma amongst them. That means the lotus which comes like that from whose navel it comes? Garudaksha Vishnu's navel it comes, no? That lotus already has all the jivas. Of which who is the chief? Brahma is chief. So Brahma is born and then He gives all those jivas bodies He gives. Brahma gives bodies. Neither He gives. This is explained in that. So, now, what happened? Yeah. Yeah. See, our whole universe is comparable to a single mustard seed in a bag full of mustard seeds. Like what is the sack compared to? Imagine there is a sack full of mustard seeds. What is it compared to? Yeah, the sack is compared to Mahatattva. Imagine in this hall now, in one corner, there is a sack of mustard seeds. That's not very important for us. Somebody purchased in the market and kept it there. So we are having our class here now. Similarly, spiritual world is going on like this class. And in one corner, there is sack of Mahatattva there. And that is all the independently, enacted activities of the living entities is going on. Not inside the sack, but inside each of those mustard seeds, which are compared to one universe, like that. So Krishna expands as one Mahavishnu inside that sack. And then from him come all the universes which come. And Krishna says, hello, you wanted to do independent activity, go and do that. Like that he lives. Now, who is this fellow, you know? Scientist. Who is trying to wear respects and trying to understand all this with his tiny... See, here we explained. Of course, Krishna or Vishnu is called Shaktiman. And Radharani or Lakshmi, they are called Antaranga Shakti. And Durga Devi is called Bahiranga Shakti. These things you all know. And here you find in this picture, Lord Vishnu glancing at Durga. What is the meaning of this? Lord Vishnu's glance is called Shambhu. That glance is called Shambhu. Through the agency of Shambhu, Lord Vishnu takes all the jivas from the spiritual world and puts them in the material world. Impregnates them into the material nature. That's what this picture signifies. You see, when Vishnu touches matter, he becomes Shiva. And when he doesn't touch matter, he is called Vishnu. Prabhupada explains that. Just like sometimes you want to paint this house, so you wear a gloves for that and you paint it. And the gloves becomes completely, covered by so much of the paints and everything. But when you remove it, your hand is intact. So the hand is like Vishnu. After wearing the gloves, that is like Shiva. Prabhupada gives this type of examples in his conversations in order to explain the role of Vishnu and Shiva. Shiva is the father of the material world, Prabhupada says. And Durga is the mother of the material world. And Lord Vishnu, even when he is inside the material world, he is still not touched by matter. Narayano paro avyakta. Narayano paro avyakta. Shankaracharya said that. Vishnu may be coming inside the universe as Garbhadaksha Vishnu or Kshiradaksha Vishnu. Still he is not touching matter. Just like our Ramanucharya gives a beautiful example. We can recollect that example. What he says, if you put a thief inside a room and jail, and you lock him up, so he cannot come out. Is that not true? That is the position of a thief. Whereas if you take this nylon thread, it is not locked up in this pearl necklace, but it is supporting the pearls. So Krishna coming into this world is for supporting the world. Whereas a thief put in the jail is trapped in the jail. There is a big difference between the two. Because if you remove this nylon thread, what will happen? Everything will get carried away. When Lord Vishnu doesn't support the material world, everything will get carried. Sutra Yamani Ganaiva, Krishna says, So Lord coming into this world is to support the world, whereas the thief coming into a jail is to be trapped in the jail. You understand the difference, no? Like right now, for example, we are also inside the womb of Durga. This is considered a womb of Durga because made of five elements. The Panchamahabhut. It's also Durga's elements only, mental elements. So we are inside Durga's womb, but we are trapped in this womb. Whereas when Vishnu comes inside the material world, he is not trapped. Because anytime he can quit also. He comes inside at his own will and he goes out of his own will. Correct, no? Yeah. But Shiva is called as someone who interacts with Maya. So he is the glance of Vishnu. Because Vishnu, he will not impregnate Durga directly because Durga plays the role of a sister of Vishnu. She comes as a sister in that Leela also. Durga comes as sister of Krishna there. Pashtimatsu, you see. This is what I told you just now. Durga acts like a shadow of the Chit Shakti. So Shiva and Durga are called father and mother. Actually, Radha Krishna, Lakshminarayan can be called as father and mother of the spiritual world. But Radha Krishna, they are exactly not like father and mother. They are more, when sportive Vishnu is called Krishna. When similarly sportive Lakshmi is Radharani. So when the Lord is in a sportive mood, they are Radha and Krishna. So they don't become your mother, father. Actually, you can become father of Krishna if you want. Krishna doesn't become your father. Who becomes father of Krishna? Nanda Baba, Vasudeva, Yashoda becomes Krishna's mother. Krishna says, why should I be your father and you become my father? Krishna says, I will become subordinate to you. So, In this way, in Upanishads, there is a verse which says, Sa Aikshataha, Sah Astrijata. These two words are used. See, Aikshata, the word Iksha means to see, glance. So Vishnu is glancing in the spiritual world and moving and the jivas to the material world. Just like sometimes a Jamindar is sitting and a man is coming to the entrance of the house and standing with a sack of mangoes from the orchard. You know, like I have seen my grandfather would be sitting like this. So he would say, Swami, he would say, I have brought this mango sack. And this Swami means is a master, you know, Jamindar. So he would not even tell him anything. He would do like this. Like that he would do like this. Immediately the whole sack will go to that room. So by his eyes he is moving such a big sack. You see, a mango goes inside just by one movement of the eyes. Like the Vishnu takes the jivas. Like that he moves them to spiritual world. Of course, it's not an easy thing to do. Only he can do. That's why it's called Saha Aikshata. Similarly, Saha Asrijata means what? Srija means Srishti. And he does creation also. Expands the universes. That is Asrijataha. So with Aikshataha, he is getting the jivas. From Asrijataha, he is creating the universes and putting them inside. Correct, no? See, these are available in Upanishad itself. But the more elaboration is available in the Smritis. Okay, if you say somebody is doing Aikshataha, he should have eyes naturally. Without eyes, how can you see? How can you glance? Yeah. So in the beginning, as I told you, when the Pradhan is created, the Brahma and the eggs are all clustered together. At that time also, the Brahmandas have five elements that are making up the layers. You all know, earth, water, fire, air, ether, those five layers. Like the first earth layer, and water is 10 times the earth layer. Air is 10 times the water. Similarly, earth, water, fire, air, ether, 10 times they multiply. And like a coconut shell, you know. Like a coconut shell inside which there is a small portion where we have coconut and water. So one Brahmanda is like that. The other 18 elements are in an undifferentiated state and unanimated state. See, what is the difference between the two? Undifferentiated means right now, other than these five elements, others are not separated, right? Unanimated means there are no movements inside the universe. Everything is standstill now inside the universe. And this stage is called Pradhan. Matter in its most subtle form. Beyond this, you know, there is no form of matter subtler than Pradhan. Pradhan is subtlest form. You see, in your chemistry lab, sometimes there are 4 or 5 ingredients mixed together and appear like one homogeneous liquid. But if you rise the temperature to different extent, different substances will come out. You will see at different times, you know, different boiling points, different substances come out. Similarly, in Pradhan also, everything is appearing like one homogeneous thing. Like centrifuge, if you have a transparent liquid, nothing appears to be there in that. But you take a centrifuge and do like this, and then a thick precipitate will come down. You will say, where it came from, you will wonder. It's already there. It's there in the liquid. The same manner in Pradhan, everything is there, but in a undifferentiated form. Now the Lord enters with time factor. Now it becomes Mahatattva. You see? That means when Pradhan is divided into elements and the Lord also enters with time factor, Lord enters and time factor enters, then it becomes Mahatattva. You see? As a woman cannot produce children unless impregnated by a man, material nature cannot manifest anything unless it is impregnated by the Supreme Lord as time factor. See, time implies change. In this world, because of time only, everything is changing. The change principle is impossible without the passage of time. So Lord introduces time. There used to be one song, I remember. Again, it is in Tamil song. So I'll sing Tamil song. Naan asaindala sayum agilam illame. He says, if I move, the whole universe will move, he says. Lord is saying. Which means, the birds are not flying, the waves are not moving, the trees are not, you know, moving their branches. Everything is standstill. in the universe. But when the Lord enters, everything moves. See, there is one chapter in Bhagavatam you might have read. The Virat Purusha is already created. But then he is not moving only. Nothing is happening. The presiding deities of the eyes, they come. The presiding deities of the ears, they come. And all of them are reciting many mantras, requesting the Virat Purusha to get up. He is not getting up. There are different shlokas, one after another you will find. Beautiful verses. The whole chapter is about that only in the Bhagavatam. At last, after this prayer was heard by Lord Vishnu, he enters as Super Soul inside the universe. And then he brings time also with him, along with him. He also enters and time also comes. Then everything starts moving within the universe. Yeah. So, she is entering. See, woman, if a woman is who is made pregnant and then she delivers Mahatattva, it's like that, you see. So, like a woman, she has the potential to beget a child. But right now she is not Garbhavati. She is called, that is called Pradhan stage. But when a woman is made pregnant, that means a baby is there inside now. That means the jivas have come inside. Pradhan. When the jivas are put into Pradhan, and also it is set in motion also by time factor, and Vishnu also has entered the universe, then it is called, Mahatattva includes three modes also. That is also included, Mahatattva. Whereas in Prakriti, three modes are not included in that stage. Only time and super soul and the jivas, that is Prakriti stage. And the Mahatattva stage, the three modes are also included in that. So in this way, then the Mahatattva becomes a germinating place of all creation. It's a manifestation of the universal form and the universal eggs. When the 23 principal elements were set in action by the will of the Supreme Lord, the gigantic universal form or Vishwarup body of the Lord came into existence. Yeah. See, this is a picture you will find in the Bhagavatam for Virat Rupa. Actually, Virat Rupa is a form of the material form of the Lord. And why is this form spoken about? Mayavadis who are impersonalists cannot appreciate any form. But Mayavadis admire this form. Because it is said, what is this Virat form? The sun and moon are his eyes. The eight directions are his ears. It is said. And the Lord's smile is Maya Shakti in this world. Similarly, the mountains are his bones. And the clouds are his hairs in his body. And the rivers are the veins in his body. The oceans are compared to his navel. Many things are explained. So, when the Virat Purusha is seen by the impersonalist, they gradually develop attraction for the form. Because it's a very majestic form, gigantic form. But yet it is a material form. It is not... you will find in the modern times, many people developing attraction for clicking the photo of the sun, clicking the photo of the moon, clicking the photo of nature, you will find. So I was hearing in one of the commentaries of the Acharyas this, attraction for the nature, attraction for these kind of things is actually attraction for this material form of the Lord. Only. Virat Rupa form of the Lord. Actually you see how many people click Radha and Damachandra photo and how many people click sun setting, sun rising if you see. You will see there, correct? Even the hardcore materialists want to click photos of sun and moon and nature, correct? No? Gardens. Nowadays people have become nature lovers even more, much more than that. So, that means, you know, the ekatvena prithaktvena bahudha vishvato mukham. In that vishvato mukham is actually attraction to this. So, the Virat Purusha manifests himself. And then the Lord comes, you see. Sahasra shirsha purushaha. So, this Sahasra Purusha also Prabhupada explains in one line in Bhagavatam I read. When from the navel of Garbhadakshaya Vishnu only the whole lotus comes and this lotus with a stem which manifests itself, that is non-different from this Vishnu also. He says that the Vishnu manifesting from the Garbhadakshaya Vishnu as the... So in one place Prabhupada says Virat Purusha and the Sahasra Shirsha, which we say they are the same person only. He says the whole universe only. He says he comes from the Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. And within the Mahatattva, the gigantic universal form manifests senses and sense organs. See, now the five senses come. Which are they? The knowledge occurring senses, you all know. Eyes, ears, nose, tongue and skin. And the shabda, sparsha, rasa, rupa, gandha, they also come. That is called five sense organs. That is shabda, sparsha, rasa, rupa, gandha. Objects for the senses. So, if you see in the top, Mahatattva has 23 elements plus jiva plus time factor. It makes it 25. When those 25 elements are present, now it's called Mahatattva plus the three modes of material nature. This whole box is called Mahatattva. You see? Now you understood, no? This is Mahatattva. Now, within this Mahatattva, the jivas are there, but the jivas come with mithyahankar, the false ego. That false ego box, you see, that's what contains the jiva's desire for acting independently. So, somebody may ask, but how did this false ego come? Where it came from? I only had true ego before. Somebody may have a question. So, Prabhupada gives an example. If somebody goes to a sanatorium where people are coughing due to tuberculosis or something, and you have a very weak immunity, low immunity. You go in that area, you are likely to catch the contagious disease. Similarly, what is the infection in the material world? Anybody knows? What is infection in the material world? Infecting agent? Yeah? He's saying forgetfulness, one of them saying enjoying mentality. Okay? Anybody else? Prabhupada uses the word infection, infection many places. What he means by that? All are correct, but these are all, you are all talking about the consequences. But what do we infect? Yeah, who said that? One Hari Bol for Shyamra Prabhu. Hari Bol! Capture the answer. Three modes of material nature. That is the disease in this material world, which the jiva infects. All of you know infection here. Like one day I was sitting in the train, down. You know, one fellow was in the top. He was constantly sneezing. Sneezing and coughing, sneezing and coughing. So when I reached Calcutta, immediately I got blockage in the nose. Doctor said it's contagious. Certain diseases are waterborne. If you're sneezing on the top, you know, or airborne also. Just like the swine flu is airborne, isn't it? So it goes from one person to another. Like certain diseases, you know, what do you call it? Smallpox, is it? That liquid touches another person, what will happen? They will contract the disease. Similarly, this karanam, gunasangosya. Gunasanga we do, we get infected. Yeah. So regarding these three gunas only, we are going to elaborately discuss in this 14th chapter, which I will not do today. But here what we are understanding, and this is a material world, is an infected place already, Prabhupada says. It's a condemned place, it's an infected place. Ideally speaking, one should not come here, he says. You don't go to a condemned place. Like sometimes near a railway station, they have to, you know, put a board, condemned or abandoned or something like that. You've seen that? And sometimes a beggar may think, hey, nobody is here. I can live in this nice, you know, building. He goes and lives, any time it will break down. Because already 100 years period is over. Any time it will collapse. Is it not true? Although it appears to be empty. Similarly, material will appear to be a very nice place, but it's a dangerous place, condemned place. It's an infected place. But we think we can take advantage of it. So we come here and we get infected with the three gunas. So these three gunas are there. But how can the jiva get a desire to come to this material world? Many people will ask you this question. Prabhupada gives five answers he gives, Prabhupada, to this. One answer he says, the jiva has a tendency to fall down, but Krishna has no tendency to fall down. He says, Krishna is Maya Adish, and jiva can become Maya Vash. Jiva has the tatastha jiva has the tendency to fall. He can fall. He has a choice and he can fall, he says. Another reason, Prabhupada, he gives an example. Sun cannot be affected by any amount of water. You can throw buckets of water in the sun, it will keep operating. But even with one glass of water, a spark of fire can be extinguished. So because we are very minute, we can be enveloped by Maya. Prakriti Kavalitan, the word is used by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. But Krishna can never be enveloped by Maya. Impossible. In fact, Krishna is compared to Indra Dhanush. How many of you know what is Indra Dhanush? Brain bow. Of course, I forgot to put the riddle for you first. What is a bow which has no string? Now this is the answer to that. Rainbow is the only bow which has no string. Okay, now I'll ask the question in reverse manner. Which is compared to the bow with string? Anyway, I told you one answer. Now based on the answer, you have to find out the other one. So I told you the bow which has no string is rainbow. But what is the bow which has string? According to this company. So this rainbow is a bow without any string. It is compared to Krishna. And what is the bows with strings compared to? Jivas. Yeah, all of us are compared to that bow with a string. And what is the string? Three gunas. That's all. Who said that answer? One Haribol for the devotee. Who said? Mukundan Prabhu said? Atulasi Prabhu said? Okay, Haribol for both. Haribol. So the bow with string is the jiva with three modes, bound by three modes. It's called the bow with string. And Krishna is compared to rainbow with no string. And also rainbow is very colorful, no? Similarly, Krishna, rainbow has seven colors, Krishna has six opulences. Similarly, colorful opulences Krishna has. So, and he is never bound in this world. Even when he comes also, he is never bound. So, this is the second reason Prabhupada says that Krishna is Mayadish, we are Mayavash. We can become Mayavash because we are Tatastha. We can become Mayavash, he says. Then he also says, the jiva, one reason he said is, jiva is minute like a chingari and Krishna is like a huge fire. That's the first one he said. Second thing he said, Krishna has no tendency to fall down even inside the material world. But the jiva has tendency to fall down. And you may ask, how do you say that? We can see that even in us right now, we can see there is some amount of tendency to go off track. Like sometimes for a horse they put this, no? Toduk, is going like this. If you don't put this, if you remove it, then the horse may look here and there and go for the grass. Similarly, as soon as there's a temptation, we are likely to get distracted in this world. So we have a tendency to fall and God has no tendency to fall, he said. And another reason he said the jiva is tatastha. Tatastha means he is given the free will. And the free will means You can exercise the free will always. In fact, even after going to spiritual world, there is a possibility of coming down, but we don't come down. Recently, Sankarsana Sadhikari Prabhu had come. So he was speaking in one class. I was recently hearing it. I was hearing the recordings. So he says, why the jiva doesn't come? He says that jiva can come down again also. But till date, there is no history of any jiva coming down second time, he says. And the reason why, he says. Actually, in this material world, he says, everybody thinks I have to be the center of the universe and I have to be the enjoyer for me to be a success. Every jiva thinks like that. I have to be the pivot of the universe and everything should revolve around me and I should be the enjoyer. Then only I'll be happy, he thinks. But actually it is not true. True happiness lies in becoming a servant. By becoming a servant, we will truly enjoy. That is Krishna consciousness. In spiritual world, we are servant. Still, we enjoy so much there. In fact, the jiva enjoys more than what Krishna can enjoy also. So much so, Krishna is greedy to experience the jiva's servitorship enjoyment. So, he becomes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But somehow, we have programmed our mind to imagine that I have to be the center of the universe to be an enjoyer. So, I want to be God. That is the craziness. So he is telling in his lecture, generally Mayavadis, what they say about themselves when they sit in meditation? Aham Brahmasmi. I am the Brahman, I am the Brahman, I am God, they think like that. So one Guruji told something which pleased his disciples even more. He didn't say Aham Brahmasmi, he said Tattvamasi. He said, you are all God. He told them. So they are very happy. Guruji is such a nice guru, you know. He is telling all of us are also gods. They were thinking like that. So he is saying this, that the Mayavadis, they put themselves in primary, secondary, tertiary, more and more illusion, thinking themselves to be God. And that this is the biggest illusion which has brought us to the material world. And they are perpetrating the illusion. even more you are selling. So, he was selling in conclusion after making all the statements, to want to become God is actually the fire which is causing us all the pain. And then when we go, it's like a child, you know, in the absence of the mother, the child went and touched the fire. He took the hand away. And after that, later on, you never ever touch the fire, he said. So what is that fire? He said, I want to be God fire. He said, what is that fire? I want to be God. So we have tried being God here. After you become liberated and go back to God, you'll never want to try this, he said. You'll never want to be God again. You experienced it enough, he was telling. So, Jiva has the free will. He can come into this material world because of misusing the free will. Actually, the Jiva has got Chit, which is pure consciousness. The word Chitta means when the contaminated consciousness covers the Jiva. That is called Chitta. But Chit means pure consciousness. You can put in Srimad Bhagavatam, Chitta, you put the word, Prabhupada will say contaminated consciousness, he will say. So, in the material world, the Jiva, in the spiritual world, his pure consciousness is glowing out of him, himself. But that glowing spiritual consciousness becomes contaminated by one polluting desire for a moment in the spiritual world. See, one moment in spiritual world is equal to how much in the material world? Millions of lifetimes. That verse, what is that verse? All of you repeat this verse. Yasyaika nishvasita kalam athavalambya. Jivanti loma vilaja jagadanda nataha.
Jivanti loma vilaja jagadanda nataha.
Vishnur mahan sayiha yasya kala visesho. Govinda madi purusham tamaham bhajami.
Govinda madi purusham tamaham bhajami.
See, yasya ekka nishvasita kalam. Ekka means ek. Yasya ekka nishvasita kala means what? Just one nishvasita kala means exhaling and inhaling. Period. Yasyaika nishvasita kalam atha avalambya means depending on that one exhaling inhaling of Mahavishnu, the different Brahmas created in different universes with folded palms, Pahimam, Pahimam, Rakshamam, Rakshamam, they are worshipping that Vishnu. And when Vishnu exhales, they are created. And then when Vishnu inhales, they are finished. And that period of Brahma is 3.11 trillion, you know, 40 billion years. That long period. One exhalation, yasyaika nishvasita kalam atta avalambya. Jivanti loma vilaja. Loma means in his pores of his body. Vilaja jagadandanatha. Who is jagadandanatha? No, Brahma andanatha. Jagat andanatha. For each Brahmanda, there is one Brahma. So they are all with folded palms bowing to Vishnu. And so Vishnu is exhaling and inhaling. Similarly, why I told you this, I'll tell you. One exhalation of Vishnu, inhalation of Vishnu is happening in Mahatattva. Same way, as Vishnu's time appears very long, similarly, Jiva, one moment he leaves Krishna, that is equal to a very long period in the material world. You understand, no? That is why it's very long. So we haven't left Krishna for a very long time, actually. Only for a momentary period we leave Krishna and come. Just like Brahma went to his loka and came, no? 1 year passed away. Correct? He went to Brahma loka and came. How much time passed away? And how much time he spent in Brahmalok? One moment. He went for a moment and came. And it became very long. Correct, no? So time is relative. Just like you find the lifespan of a fly is only one night. Of a dog is a few years. Cow is 15, 20 years. Like that, our lifespan is 100. You know, devatas live for thousands of years and things like that. So, for a moment, there is a momentary lapse in consciousness of the Jiva. In the spiritual sky. Due to which the Pradhan is created. And then Prakriti is created. Mahatattva is created. And that momentary lapse brings the false ego. Another fifth explanation Prabhupada gives. He says that when a Jiva wants to, you know, create something for Krishna, then the Lord says you become Brahma. You want to create something now? Okay, you become Brahma. So he goes to the universe, creates something wonderful, and he's satisfied that I have done some creation. Then he comes back. to Krishna, provided he doesn't become proud of his own creation. But the problem in this world is when you create something, we also develop attachment to it. And we also develop pride because of creating something wonderful, you see. And then he takes a human body further down. In one place, Prabhupada says, every jiva has become Brahma, Prabhupada says. Every one of us, we had four heads. Four heads are multiple heads at one time. So one disciple asked Prabhupada, that means Prabhupada, so how many Brahmandas must be there if every jiva became? And then Prabhupada asked, is it difficult for Krishna to create so many Brahmandas? Ananta Koti Brahmanda, we say, no? So everybody become Brahma, but most Brahmas, what happens to them? Anyway, this is another detail you can read in Bhagavatam. There are three types of Brahmas, you know that? All three don't go back to Godhead, only one goes. There is a Karmakandi Brahma, there is a Jnanakandi Brahma, there is a Shuddha Bhakta Brahma also. So, the Karmakandi Brahma actually reads the Vedas. First time, he doesn't understand fully. Second time when he reads it, he gets a Jnanakandi understanding. Third time when he reads, and that time only he gets a complete understanding. Three times, he got the Vedic knowledge from Vishnu, still he doesn't understand it. So, as long as he is still a Karmakandi, Jnanakandi, he doesn't go back to God yet. He again and again has to become in charge of different universes. He got one universe, he did management, and then he goes back, and then again another universe is given, same Brahma is sent back. You know, only when he becomes a pure devotee, then only he goes back. These three Brahmas are explained in the Bhagavatam purports of Prabhupada. You will see that, based on Puranas, it's explained. Yeah, correct. Yeah. Some of us in the same life might have gone from Karmakanda to Jnanakanda to in Ashtanga Yoga to Bhakti, you know, in this life also. Or we might have done in previous lives also. Like, you know, when I, in my school days, I was practicing this Raja Yoga, almost 6 years, you know, doing this Kundalini Yoga. You have to raise the Kundalini from the, you know, Muladhara Chakra to the Brahmarandra. You have to move like an ant, you have to move it like an ant, then move like a monkey, then move it like a snake, like a frog, and then like a snake, like the different stages. So you have to concentrate. Of course, the concentration, all the paths teach. But actually, there was no bhakti there at all. You know, you are more in a mood of, you know, I want to control, I want to get the fastest kundalini movement, like a snake moving from Muladhara to the Sahasra. And when you do that, you can break the kapala and go wherever you wish. And we didn't know where to go. That gati was not explained. They said you can go wherever you want, but you know, what you will choose will depend on your motives also.
Like, you cannot shoot move faster than
you check. Yeah. Yeah. Isn't it? So, once you read Prabhupada's books, he just strikes everything down very clearly, you know. So, don't bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakalaya shant. You remember I told one story of father with five sons? You heard that? Who heard that? Only one of you heard that. The moral of that story is this only. Bhakti Mukti Siddhi Kami Sakale Ashant. No, no, you remember. If I tell today's class, will get over. Huh? Yeah, what is the time? Oh, it's already time now. Then probably we will take one more class to complete the next verse also. Today we'll do Namamishwaram, we will do. It's almost over this slide show. See, quickly I'll complete this one. When ahankar is mixed with sattva-guna, it becomes sattvic ahankar. Then there is rajasic ahankar. Then there is tamasic ahankar. From sattvic ahankar comes man. That's why Krishna says man mana. You see, focus your mind on me. And rajasic ahankar produces intellect. That is why when somebody's intellect is intellectually astute, for them to surrender to Krishna will be very difficult. And then tamasic ahankar produces the five gross elements and five subtle elements. Tanmatras also, they also produced. And then the universal form as well as embodied living in it is all of them come. Which means we have got gross five elements, then there is universal five elements also. Similarly, we have man, buddhi, ahankar. There is a global man, global buddhi, all that is also there. Similarly, all of them have a universal component and a local component. Like this body is a local component given to us. Just like chapati kata, you make this much and then you take one gola. So, and every gola insert one jiva into that. And given, if you press it, then you call Chinese, you know. And then make a person very tall, then you call African or something like that. You know? Different, different. So that is done by Durga Devi, you know? So she mixes the three modes and everybody is... Actually, it's a collaborative program between Durga and Brahma also. Huh? Brahma also has a role in creating the bodies of the species. And Durga has a role of programming our psychophysical nature. The three modes which we have now. So, the three modes are supplied to a jiva. Actually, how the three modes are given is also amazing. See, the jiva expresses a desire. For example, somebody says, I want to eat flesh and drink blood. So, immediately what mode is supplied to him? Rajaguna is supplied. Somebody says, oh, I don't want to do anything. I just want to study Shastra and, you know, chant some stotrams on the Lord. Then immediately Sattaguna is supplied. You know? So, the Durga supplies the modes and the Durga supplies the materials for the body also, as you know. Just like one example Prabhupada gives. When a man and woman unite, the man gives a seed and the woman gives the flesh for the child. Correct, no? Like right now in all of our bodies, the soul has come from the father. Of course, father doesn't create the soul. You know, he takes from Krishna only, ultimately. He puts the soul. So the semen contains, carries a soul. So when the semen enters the woman's embryo, then the flesh... and the bones and all other parts, that's actually supplied by the woman. Similarly, Durga is the mother. Correct, no? She supplies all the metal ingredients. And Vishnu becomes a father, but not a direct father, but through? Through Lord Shiva. So through Shiva's, the glands, Shambhu, he is giving the Atma seed. So just like a small woman, small man, they create a baby. Similarly, Shiva and Durga on a large scale, on a global level, they are creating all the bodies for the jivas. Correct, no? See how scientific it is. That's why Prabhupada asked, Mother Nature we say, then how can Mother Nature produce without Father Nature giving the seed? That's why I read both the verses together, you know, third and fourth together. So next class when I come also, we will recite the third and fourth verses together and we will discuss a similar class and we will complete it. Do you see? After creating the total material energy, Mahatattva, and thereby manifesting the universe form with senses and senses of the Supreme entered within it. See, Lord is entering. And then he expands into multiple universes like this. Many universes. And then within each universe is expanding the Navi. From the Navi comes the Kamalam, Lotus, and then Brahma is born. Brahma is the first created son of the Lord, and all the Jivas are still there in the Lotus. They will be given the bodies now. Eventually, universal form. That's all. And then the Brahma's creations are coming. This is Brahma's creation. This is a very tough subject. There are two things, desire and deserve. What you deserve and what you desire, both are there. What you deserve is your karma. What you desire is your aspiration. If you don't deserve what you desire, then the desire is kept in seed form in your subtle body. And then you keep carrying it, carrying the desire, till you deserve to get. Combination, yes. Can you speak a little loudly, Mataji? Okay. He gets a human body. A Brahma's body, Prabhupada says. Oh, correct. He has no previous karma at all. The only karma is his desire. He only has a desire. He has a desire to do something separate from Krishna. He becomes Brahma. See, even in this world we can find, even obedient children sometimes want to do something without parents' knowledge. You've seen, no? Like sometimes, you know, we used to save money without telling parents. You know, we used to make this kullad, not kullad, what do you call it? That hundi. You know, I brought a mud hundi from the market, you know. And my father used to give some pocket money. So we used to keep putting in that. So when you are going and putting it in the hundi, you know, from behind is watching what we are doing, you know. But we used to hide it. So once we were discussing, me and my sister, what to do with this hundi once it becomes full. They were, my sister said, you know, first let it become full, later on we'll worry. You know, we are only putting 10 paisa every day, you know, like this. So we're hiding it and putting, but our parents used to watch where this fellow is going and putting, you know. See, they know what we are doing, but we think we are independent. Of course, once the whole hundi got over, he told us to break it and get all the money and then tie it in a potlam kind of thing. And then he told, now you go and put it in the temple. He said...
Yes.
He's asking, do we develop desires according to our modes, or we according to our desire, the modes are offered? This we will answer in this whole chapter. This is the main chapter. We'll get answer to this question. See, Krishna is there in every planet. Gama vishacha bhutani, everybody. Dharayamyahamojasa Pushnami chaushadhi sarvaha Soma bhutva rasatmakaha. See, Gam means planets. Avishya means enter. I enter into each planet, Krishna says, by my energy. And dharayami, and I am holding it in their respective orbits. As it is saying. Yeah. So after that, the Vishnus are explained. Kshiradaksha Vishnu, after Karudaksha Vishnu. He is also in the milk ocean, beyond the 14 planetary systems. He is also in the heart of every living being, and he is also in every atom also. See? So from Krishna comes Mahavishnu first, and then he enters into each universe as Garudaksha Vishnu, and then in each universe he expands us. So he is omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. Who is omnipotent? Vishnu. Who is omnipresent? No, Garudaksha Vishnu. In every anda is present. And omniscient is Paramatma, Super Soul, Garudaksha Vishnu. You know this verse, no? Yeah, ekattu mahata srishte, dutiyam tu andasamsitam, tritiyam sarvabhutastam. These are three Vishnus. See, this is a development picture. You see, now Vishnu, Garbhudaksha Vishnu, from his navel comes lotus. And then Bhulok, we are in Bhulok now. So these are atala sutala mahatal talatala satal patal. Then there is bhuva swaha maha jana tapa satyam tatsavitar. And then this is one Brahmanda. This is one mustard seed. You see? Like this, there are crores of Brahmandas. So this is the hell and heaven are within one Brahmanda only, whereas spiritual world is outside the sack. This is very important to explain to new people. Many new people think that, you know, Swarga and the spiritual world are same. They think like that. Swarga and Naraka is all in one capsule only, within one mustard seed only. So I'll stop with this, and next week we will continue. Whenever I come next time, next Tuesday, I'll announce it. You'll see the calendar and I'll tell. Now we'll sing Namamishwaram, we'll sing. Hare Krishna. So why we call him as Radha Damodar? One day in Vrindavan, Krishna had promised the gopis that he will come at a certain point of time. So he came also, but Krishna was hiding behind a tree. And he was very eager to watch the anxiety of the gopis. So the gopis would come outside and watch. They had already decorated a very beautiful jewel for Radha and Krishna to sit. But Krishna was not coming, although Krishna was watching how anxious they are to welcome him. So he delayed and delayed and delayed. The more he delayed, the more their anxiety increased. At last, when Krishna came in front of them, all the gopis became upset. Naturally, Radharani the most upset. So she took a long flower garland and tied around Krishna, and she tied him to a pillar on the other end. And she said, because you came late today, we are not going to spare you, leave you to go back very easily. So he came to be called as Radha Damodar Ki. So although Yashoda Damodar is well known, this is not so much known. So this chapter begins with a very philosophical note. What we did today, some of you may be finding it, I try to make it as simple as possible. But the subsequent shlokas will be very interesting in this, because all the modes will come into picture now, how the activities take place in the material world, and how the modes bind us, how we can get liberated. It's a very wonderful chapter. So I will tell you the next day, next Every time the one class, he will fix the date for the next class. Okay? Shri Prabhupada ki.